Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little short bite-sized political podcast. And I bring you what might seem to be good news regarding the NHS and its emphasis on biological sex when placing patients in the wards. But before we get to that, just a shout out to my sponsors at quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. And of course, a link to my Substack, and there's a link below to that if you want to go there and read stuff that I put out over there from time to time. So a couple of things there you might want to think about doing. And we'll now return to the NHS, because the government has proposed that transgender women should not be put on single-sex female NHS wards. The measure is a part of a raft of changes to the NHS constitution for England. So England only, the Charter of Rights for Patients. The proposal stressed the importance of biological sex for the first time when it comes to same-sex accommodation and intimate care. In both cases, the rights are available only where possible. So in other words, they're not saying this is a universal right. So in some situations, you're going to have these so-called trans women potentially amongst biological women. So same-sex accommodation rights, which have existed for years, can be breached where there's a clinical urgent need to admit and treat a patient and do not extend to areas such as critical care or accident and emergency. Yeah, I understand all that. That's probably fair enough. So anyway, under this new guidance, trans men should not be housed on single-sex male wards. Well, yeah, because trans men are women. So why are women on single-sex male wards? They shouldn't be. Why are trans women who are men on women wards? They shouldn't be, obviously. Under the proposals, transgender people whose gender identity differs from their biological sex may be provided single rooms where appropriate. Patients will have the right to request a person of the same biological sex deliver any intimate care. Which begs the question, so what? So does the NHS have nurses and doctors within it who are basically trans? Have we got any data on that? I'd like to know the information on that there. I'd like to know, what are the statistics of trans representation amongst NHS staff? So is it possible that you could be a woman, a lady in hospital, and you're being, you know, your intimate care needs are being attended to by a bloke in a white coat, pretending that they're a woman. I don't know. So, I mean, I think this is, raises as many questions as it solves. But certainly, trying to sort of solve this confusion between sex and gender is a good thing, because sex and gender are the same. It's just that a little tiny, vociferous, powerful lobby insists that they're totally different. And essentially, there is the issue. So I welcome this as far as it goes. But as I say, I think where it goes is it then raises questions about, well, what does the NHS have trans doctors and trans nurses, and should they be treating anybody? Because if you consider that the trans situation itself is an indication of mental cognitive dissonance, I'll put it as politely as that. If that be the case, why the hell are such people employed by the NHS when they should, if anything, be being seen by the NHS for care? Because clearly there's something very wrong with them. And so do you want to be treated by someone who's got a form of mental illness? Some might say. I wonder what you think about that, when there's that a reasonable comment. Certainly, I would personally think that trans medical staff should theoretically only be treating trans patients. That might be the perfect situation. But I also resent the fact, by the way, that a trans patient will get a private room if they go in, rather than, so if a trans woman, aka a man, enters an NHS hospital, they will be offered a private room if it's available. So they're getting special care. Why are they getting special care? Lots of people would like to have a private room. Why is it only the trans people get private rooms? I mean, privacy is as much of a right, surely, as sort of the issue of biological gender. So it appears that what we're doing, the solution to this is to give special access priority to trans patients at the expense of, if you like, standard patients, normal patients, and put them in private rooms. At the same time, as I say, it is nonetheless a welcome recommendation, and I hope it is approved. I hope it's implemented, not just in England, but in Wales, in Northern Ireland and Scotland as well, although I know different jurisdictions and whatnot have different rules. I think some of the more woke administrations in Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland may fight this. They want to be able to have men on women's wards because that's the way it mostly represents. I think the proportion of trans men seeking to be on women's wards or on men's wards is going to be tiny, you know, tiny. It's if you like, the predators seem to be on the other side of that particular fence. But anyway, there you go. Good news, sex matters.